Hurricane Katrina was the most destructive storm this country has ever seen, but a growing number of scientists believe it is just the beginning of what could be a long stretch of wild and devastating weather.
Their message is clear and foreboding. Time to go green is now.
Hurricane Katrina was the first urban extinction. You know, this is just the beginning of the trend. Masses of ecological refugees, mega droughts, mega floods, extremes of all sorts.
Global warming is real and it's destructive. And its impacts defy the imagination. And humans have not figured out how to change their ways.
We've all heard of the Category 5 storm, the worst. But could there soon be something even beyond that? ABC's Bill Blakemore is right here with us in Times Square. Bill?
Yes, Diane, the scientists making predictions today are grappling with a lot of new evidence that shows man-made global warming has been making hurricanes worse around the world. And yes, some scientists are even considering adding a new hurricane category, 6.
NBC News in depth tonight. Hurricanes and global warming. Is there a connection? As new storms brew in the Atlantic tonight, scientists studying the Earth's climate say we are experiencing stronger hurricanes in this century, a trend that's likely to continue. In depth tonight, here's NBC News chief science correspondent Robert Bazell.
Was Katrina a warning of more terrible hurricanes in the next few years?
I think the biggest lesson from Katrina a year later is that those same ingredients, you know, sort of a city below sea level hit by a major hurricane, will be replicated by global warming all along our Atlantic and Gulf coastlines. That means, you know, lower Manhattan, for example, is right at sea level now. If we get 3 feet of sea level rise from global warming, much of lower Manhattan, much of parts of Washington, D.C., a lot of Miami, all our coastal cities will be below sea level, like New Orleans. We're going to have to build levees to hold back the seas.